The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Joining us right now, Representative Jim Jordan, Oversight Committee there in the House of Representatives. As we've learned so much in the last couple of weeks through the WikiLeaks email dumps and also through the exposure of the FBI notes on the investigation of Hillary Clinton's email server. Representative Jordan, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
So let's start with Patrick Kennedy.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Because we had Newt Gingrich on last week, said that you guys in the House should be looking at impeachment hearings right now based on what we've learned.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've had Patrick Kennedy testify a couple times. I've actually had him in a deposition. This guy is a guy who you always wonder if you were getting it straight from him, and now we know we weren't, that they were actually attempting a what sure appears like a quid pro quo. And frankly, he deserves to be back in front of Congress answering more questions about this thing specifically. And I think it just underscores again how bad this investigation was. You know, you can run down the whole list, guys. You ever seen the subject of the investigation husband get to talk with the attorney general 3 days before the subject of the investigation is interviewed by the FBI?
Yeah.
We've never seen a case like that. Never seen a case where five people get immunity, and no one gets prosecuted. Three of the five who got immunity took the fifth in front of Congress, even though Congress can't put them in jail. Only the Justice Department can, but they won't even answer our questions. And one of them didn't even bother, Pat Leonard didn't even bother to show up, even though he was subpoenaed. So we've seen things in this case, and now we learn after the Congress had requested the information, there was a subpoena for the information, Pat Kennedy is going back trying to get the FBI to change the classification, and he's offering for them to get the change of classification more seats at the Baghdad facility. So, just again, it is wrong, and let's hope that the American people take a close look at this here in the next couple of weeks, frankly.
Well, and here's another one about the FBI, and it has to do with the man who is currently the number two man at the FBI. And back, when we were just learning of the Hillary Clinton server matter, he was promoted shortly after that to be the agent in charge of the Washington Bureau of the FBI. And he then went to number three and then became number two of the entire FBI. Well, we now learn that Terry McAuliffe gave his wife a tremendously big loan for her campaign about 5 days or 6 days after we learned about Hillary's server. Terry McAuliffe, of course, does a lot of over the years has done a lot of bidding on behalf of the Clintons.
Yeah. No, it just when you think you can't be surprised at what we learn something new. And like, oh my goodness, it's even worse than we thought. Here's what I think, though. I think there are a number of folks in the FBI, people, good agents who work there, the vast majority of them who are fed up with this, who look at this investigation and say, this was, they treated this one different. In fact, we know they did, because I even asked Loretta Lynch this when she was, the Attorney General was in front of the Judiciary Committee back this summer. I said, have you ever announced ahead of time that you were going to follow the recommendations of the FBI, even though you didn't know what those recommendations were? And she admitted under oath, no, this is the first and only time we've ever done it. Just confirming what we all now know is that you treated this one different. And the only logical conclusion is you decided on the front end, Mr. Comey and Justice Department, you decided on the front end that you were not going to prosecute the nominee of a major party for president. You just weren't going to do it. And then you went through the motions. And so many agents, I believe, feel that's what happened.
Well,
and frankly, we need to find some of those guys and see if they're willing to be subpoenaed, or we should subpoena them and have them come testify and let them talk about how this investigation wasn't done in the proper way.
Well, that was my question. We've had Joe DiGenova on, who, as you know, former U.S. attorney for the district, who has many sources in the FBI. He made some news by saying, yeah, they're coming out of the woodwork to tell me that they think that Comey is a crook, that he's a bad cop, that he had ill intentions by never pursuing this in a very real way. That's a very serious charge. But these FBI agents will only come forward if they are subpoenaed. Do you plan to do this?
Look, I can't subpoena. I'm not the chairman of the committee. I think it's something we should look at. What I do believe is what the American people believe, who can look at the facts, look at what took place here and say, you treated this case different. And that's not supposed to be the way it works in this great country. It is supposed to be equal treatment under the law. And if there's one thing I picked up, one of the biggest frustrations so many Americans have today is this idea that there are now two standards.
That's right.
One for you and I, and a different one if you're politically connected like Hillary Clinton. And again, that is as wrong as it gets. And when you have a Justice Department that caters to something like that, that has a double... Remember what Comey said when he testified back this summer. He said, yeah, but don't anyone else out there conclude that if you go engage in the same kind of fact pattern that you'll be treated this way. He even said it.
So, Representative Jordan, if I can take it out of the realm of political rhetoric and into political action, if in your opinion, FBI Director James Comey does have two standards of justice, and if in your opinion, Hillary Clinton was treated in a way that an ordinary American citizen wouldn't, solely because of her political connections and because of who she is, then given the fact that he is the director of the FBI and his job is to investigate things with a blind eye to who somebody is, isn't that grounds for impeachment? Shouldn't he be removed from his position?
Well, no one's talking about that. What we are talking about is continuing to get to the facts, continuing to look at the possibility that you raised earlier, which is if, in fact, there are FBI agents who want to come testify, that they would, I think, want to be subpoenaed.
Congressman, if the FBI director is not investigating a crime because the person is a political figure, then why should that person stay as the FBI director? He's undermined the Department of Justice.
Yeah, no, valid question. My guess is lots of Americans are asking themselves that same question, and it's something I think that you know we can look at. But no one's talking about that now. What we are talking about, something that I've done on your show before, is we know the fact pattern with the IRS commissioner, and we are certainly trying to impeach that individual, and we will continue to do that when we get back after the election in the lame duck session. So we will see, but I do know that the American people are tired, frustrated, and tired of the double standard. You and I have one standard. John Koskinen, Lois Lerner, and Hillary Clinton get another standard, and it's not supposed to be that way. And that's what we have to continue. But that's why this election, my opinion, is so important. You know, people have concerns with Donald Trump. I understand that. I have some too. But he is so much better than Secretary Clinton. And to clean up the Justice Department, you cannot have the person who got this kind of deal as the next commander-in-chief, as the next president. So, again, I think it underscores why it's so important in 16 days of Hillary Clinton not be president.
We're going to leave it right there. Representative Jim Jordan, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.